Until he does, well.
Yeah, I guess it is. Hey, do we have to zoom up? Is Marty there?
I tried to call him too, so.
Okay. Okay, well, Shad will be our audience.
Kate Penny is on.
Oh, good. Good. Okay, well, if we're ready, let's get started. This is a special meeting of the City Council of Spring City at noon on Friday, September 12th. We're here to, really the only item of business is to deal with our fire station addition proposal to open the bids and make a decision. As we start with an expression of choice, I thought, just heard of Lonnie Brewer's passing. I thought maybe we should just have a moment of silence. He was an early member of the fire department. And I remember stories of him pushing the engine down the street to get it started. So we've come a long way since then. So let's just take a moment. Okay, thanks for that. Okay, let's start with the roll call. Randy, we'll start down there.
Randy Strait.
Ken Probe. Chris Anderson.
Courtney Sam.
Paul Penrod.
Marty, you're not on yet? Okay. So we have a quorum. The next item of business is to review the bids we've received. Does someone, Paul, have you got that? You want to kind of tell us what we've received and what the terms are?
Well, it looks like we've just gotten what? Is that right? From Avant-Garde?
There were several that asked. I've sent them all over the state, but this is the only one that returned. And as of now, it's been out and open for 3 weeks.
We advertised this by an RFP.
We advertised it both on the state's public site and through the newspapers. Yeah, we yes. The state requested that we put it on their public site. That's why we needed the extra week. Chris Bolton's organization would like to apply, but they said they realized it was out there too late. And they knew that it was on there.
So they did say on here, due to the uncertainty price of materials, any increase from the time of this estimate, this actual purchase of material, will be the client's responsibility to cover the difference.
Yeah, we're trying to get this started.
This letter serves as basic specifications.
Yeah, so just to kind of bring everybody back up to speed, the amounts that we originally asked Avant-Garde to kind of estimate was, that's now 9 months old, because that's how slow everything works.
That's how the CIB works, that's how.
Yeah, you get approvals and all that stuff. And so that was always a caveat in there to be able to have that in, because we knew the material prices would go up in the time it would take for him to ask about this, have him start building the numbers, and then now they're bid on this. But they also know that between the bid and us actually building it, prices would may skyrocket for some reason if we get a hurricane or something. But they wanted to put that in there for sure.
And this estimate amount is less than our CIB, right?
Price. About 85.
Can you give us a trued up summary as of, you know, if we award and we know what we're paying?
Yeah.
So you're saying all this is 9 months old?
Yeah. Well, the original number is 9 months old. He's when he submitted the bid, it was freshened up. And he says this is current, but we don't know from here to when we're put, all construction projects from here on out.
Absolutely.
They do this.
Now, this bid you have is as fresh as we can get. It's,
yeah,
it's less than 3 weeks old.
Well, let's hope prices go down.
Yeah. Yeah. Lumber go up, tell us that.
So, who did the architectural evaluation of that?
Avant-Garde did it themselves.
They have a
in-house engineer.
It's in-house, but it's a site serve is what it's called. It's a different company. It's not Avant-Garde, but it's like their sister company. So, it's engineering was done out of the place in Mount Pleasant. SciServ is what I believe their name was.
That's the wet stamp from the engineering company that we had on.
Yeah.
No, we had copies of the architectural drawings and so on.
Yeah, there's two on my desk if you'd like to review them.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure that we've got things lined up.
I can't see any T that isn't crossed, any I that isn't dotted.
You know, I know Kate Penny's on the line. Kate, do you have any comment to make about the process?
No, I mean, it's gone out. They posted it properly. They advertised it properly. They asked, the request for bids was done in accordance with state code. I mean, there was no advantage given anywhere. Everything was done according to the scope of work and advertised properly. So in my opinion, like Mike has said, every T has been crossed and I's have been dotted.
Okay, I appreciate that input. Any other discussion before we
press? So does this build off the east side of the existing
Build out the one we currently have that way.
So where the horseshoe pits are, they'll basically be gone.
Yeah.
And it'll go out the back a little bit.
Yeah, that whole area, that whole grass area will either be taken up by a building or concrete leading up to the building.
We've met the setbacks and all the requirements by plan.
That's my next question. How much setback do we have on the east?
I believe, but what is the standard? Is it
30
feet?
Yeah, and I think
we're 30 on both the north and the east.
Yeah, we're right on the mark.
Yeah.
And that's a feat to pull out.
Well, you need to understand that this is one of those grants that was probably taken in 36 months.
Yeah.
I started on this 3 years ago. So this is the culmination of it. And as a caveat, may I add, there's been a lot of discussion about all these grants out there that are available to us. There is no grant available for writing a general plan. It doesn't exist. This is what I do for a living for you guys. That grant is fiction. It doesn't exist. There are grants for master plans. Randy, have you get work on one of those for the road department? Yes. General? No. Nobody does a grant for a simple plan. It's written by the council as a guide for your master plan.
Interesting.
Anybody heard any complaints or anything about removing the horseshoe pits?
No,
I've heard it.
Most of the people that used to play horseshoes are no longer with us.
We haven't done the tournaments the last few years, and they've been pretty overgrown. I don't think anyone's been playing out there.
I haven't seen any signs in the last several years over there since Bob Olson.
I was going to say, since he passed away, that corner back there.
I guess we could salvage the stakes, and if there's another place to put them,
we can always do so.
Set up a new one.
Yeah, we can find a place somewhere.
The more popular one now is the cornhole tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of taking the place of horseshoes.
So what's the anticipated start date and completion?
Anticipating is within the next month to start. Completion is dependent on weather.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
But ask.
He told me. I said March, April.
6 months, a year.
I said March, April. And he said, yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, 6 months is from the time of start to the time of finish, dependent upon weather.
My goal, Randy, is to get concrete in the ground before it freezes. I hope we're able to do that.
Yeah.
So, Chad, I assume you've been highly involved with these guys and talking to them. Do you think there's anything that's been left out or any concerns that you have?
I don't think so. You know, it's my biggest pain point is that we're September 12th and we're barely getting there. My pain point is I've got that new fire truck showing up. I'm now being told January, February, and this won't be done by then. So I've got to shuffle trucks and drain trucks, and hopefully the water doesn't break a truck. Because the fire trucks are not designed to be stored outside.
No.
So that's my biggest worry. But on the construction side of it, I've been I dealt, because we paid Avangard to do the engineering, the initial design and all that stuff, I've went over a lot of the detail with them, and to my knowledge, nothing's been left out. So
as a reminder, as we went through the grant process, the grant does not cover some of the equipment that we want in the firehouse to for our fire department to be able to manage their work. And so it was reduced to the current amount. So when this is done, we're still going to have to figure out how to fund those equipment purchases. That was in the tune of 100 grand or something.
Yeah, like I think what we asked for originally was just shy of 1.3. And then we got them to, after the taking the equipment off, that's why we're just shy of a million.
Yeah.
So we're almost $300,000 less on some of the equipment.
So we'll have to deal with that.
We'll get a building is what we're making.
I see the framing is 2x6 framing.
Correct.
And so we will have adequate insulation in the 2x6 wall. How about the ceiling?
Yeah, I believe it's also 2x6. I don't know what the R rating is on it, but how much insulation they'll be putting in the ceiling, but same thing. They design and build homes in this area as well as other structures, so they're familiar enough with the needs.
Yeah. And the roofing, it'll cover the whole building. So even though I know we've got an existing building, we've got.
That's why it's good we have that cushion of about 70 or 80 thousand, because I'm afraid that that part of the roof may increase in value. I just haven't got to.
Yeah, in cost. Yeah.
In cost. So
insulation's in R2.
And that's got to be done. We're going to keep that building. That roof has got to be done.
Oh, wow. More than adequate than that.
Good.
Yeah.
There are going to be grants available to us for equipment. That's a different road to go down, and we can have a different discussion.
And maybe we need to get the friends of the fire department or wherever else to start looking into that and get some prepared and know, and you know, maybe we can just get some donations from citizens and so on to help. Okay, well, are you ready to make a decision and propose a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid from Avant-Garde.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Paul, second by Ken. Any further discussion? If not, we'll go to a vote.
Randy Strait, yes.
Ken Strait, yes.
Courtney Sim, yes.
Paul Penrod, yes.
And thanks to Mike for the grant, Chad for your work with, you know, helping to design the building and everything. So I think you've done a good job. And yes, we've got it done.
Definitely. Did Marty ever get online? Okay. So Marty's absent, excuse, but thanks for doing that. And I think that's the end of our agenda for this meeting. So we'll adjourn. Okay. Thanks for your time, everyone.
Thank you.